Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 1st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30 today, we are going to welcome in Erin Hess, Branch Executive Director with the Southwood County Humane Society. Looking forward to talking to her and talking about our why. Right now, we've got a couple of people in that we love to talk to. First, Wiltsey. Thank you. I know I did this to you last year, too. I'm so sorry. But I appreciate that. And thank you for being here, Melanie. And you have brought a friend with you. We have Jaden Bronk with us. Jaden, did I say your name right?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Lee, one for two. I'll take that batting average. Not bad. Both of you are here today to talk a little from the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club, talk about the Fast Cat event coming up. I'm very excited about this. Journalistically, I should mention, I love animals. I love talking about animals. So I am just going to be sitting back and just be enjoying and taking up every word you guys just throw out at me today. And I want to get into this with the audience and you to let them know what Fast Cat is, to get into dock diving and some of this stuff. We're going to have some fun today talking about this. But first, if you don't mind, Melanie, let's talk about the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club a little bit. When we're telling people the importance of the Kennel Club or why we want people to be members of it, what are some of the first thoughts you have?
The Kennel Club offers a lot of opportunities for you to do things with your dog. For a dog, a life is a life where they get out, where they're learning new things, where they're enjoying you and enjoying the world around. It's just like having children. And some parents think, well, just leave them at home and sit them in front of the TV. Mm-hmm. That's not a life for a kid, and that's not a life for a dog either. Mm-hmm. With my own dogs, I like them to have a couple dog adventures every week, which for them is going somewhere, doing something. I have an older dog now, and even just going for a ride in the car is a big deal for him. But at the Kennel Club, we offer classes, and we also regularly have events that you can take your dog to. And Fast Cat, coming up this weekend, is a really good event and adventure for your dog and requires very little training or preparation, and it's just a great time. And this year, we're having our first Fast Cat that our club has hosted coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're having it out at Jaden Bronk and her mother have a dog facility outside of Stevens Point. And they also have a dog pool there. And they are going to be doing dock diving while we're doing Fast Cat out in the field. So it's a double event, both for spectators and for dog lovers.
Got cats and dogs. You got a lot of bases covered with that.
Not for cats.
See, thank you. Thank you, Jaden. You see, now Jaden, this is Jaden's first time on radio, and he already picked up on what I was just putting. I was just segueing, and you did a great job there.
Actually, Jaden is a she.
She, did I say he? I'm so sorry. I get talking fast sometimes. No, you look like a young lady. I just don't know how to talk. Appreciate that. So you set me up, though. Nicely done. I want to explain to people what Fast Cat is, especially because for some that haven't heard it before and everything might be a little confusing.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the event, and then we'll talk about that specifically, what it is. But this event coming up this weekend, let's get into that. Now I'm not sure about anybody's name. Melanie, let's talk about when the event is taking place this weekend and what people can expect.
The Fast Cat will be 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the dock diving will be Saturday and Sunday. I'll have Jaden talk more about that because she knows more about dock diving than I do. Fast Cat, the cat stands for Coursing Ability Trial. So people see Fast Cat and they're trying to picture dogs chasing cats or what exactly is happening. Mm-hmm. But Fast Cat is, if you picture greyhound racing and the dogs all leave and they're chasing a little mechanical rabbit around a track. Well, Fast Cat is just one dog at a time, and there's a straight lane, and the mechanical thing is usually a plastic bag or a squeaky toy on the end of a rope, and there's an operator that keeps it ahead of the dog. So if your dog is slow, it moves kind of slow ahead of the dog. If your dog's really fast, he has to be on the stick to keep the lure ahead of him. It's timed. They cross the start line and they cross the finish line. And then you get a time. It's 100 yards. And I'd say the average dog, you know, just your Joe average dog, probably runs the 100 yards in about 20 seconds and 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
No, 10 seconds, I mean.
10 seconds.
Jaden's looking at me like, you can't do math. And about 10 seconds to run the 100 yards. There are dogs that do much faster than that. Jaden personally saw someone go.
I didn't see them, but my mom did. They're good friends with us. They have a greyhound, and their greyhound actually ran 40 miles an hour.
Hmm. Nice. Nice. Well, that is impressive.
Right under it, but around
yeah,
that 40
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, around that. Right. Huh. I did this back in the day with my one of the first dogs I had, Gonzo. And Gonzo was, we were doing this in mostly for to get some energy out and just to forget him something to do and everything. And he fell right into it and just loved it so much. Just jumped right, literally jumped right into the racing and listening to us and understanding it. It was so much fun, but what held us back from doing it sooner was we thought, oh, well, he's not really, he's never done this before. So he's probably, you know, I don't know if this is the right setting for him. But something like this, that's the kind of animals we're welcoming. We want dogs that haven't raced before or dogs that have raced 100 times to come to this event.
Most dogs have an instinctual thing about chasing something that's moving. One of the things that's great about Fast Cat is you don't have to teach a dog anything really. They see it going and there's somebody they know at the end of the track usually calling them the first few times till they get the hang up. Oh, I'm supposed to be chasing that plastic bag out there. Not much training involved, and when they're in their element for those few seconds, well, there's always photographers usually. Mm-hmm. There's a professional photographer mm-hmm. doing still pictures that you'll get later in your email and you can see your dog. The dogs are actually smiling. You can see, oh my God, I'm doing what I was created to do. I'm running, I'm chasing something. And that's what keeps owners coming back again and again, because for those few seconds, their dog is totally in the moment. It's hard for us as humans to ever get there because we've got a million thoughts going. We can't ever really enjoy one thing. But watching your dog do it, it's great. It's really great.
I think one of the biggest things, because I didn't grow up with animals. I've gotten to them working at shelters and things in my older life here. And one of the greatest gifts to come with that is I have a hard time being in the moment, what you're talking about there. And animals help me do that. I'm busy. I'm running around. My fur brother comes up to me, and I just immediately stop, and I pet him. And I notice I'm in the moment, and I'm just paying attention to him, and I'm just hanging out with him for a moment or two. And even in that, just that couple of moments, you add that up in a day, that adds up to a lot. It really means a lot. The pictures that you guys sent us over of the dogs and everything, I really enjoyed. And to your point, Melanie, I'm sorry, it gets me a little bit when I think about this because I've so many shelter dogs that I've seen, and they have so few moments like this. But if you pay attention to a dog's eyes, you see when they're really having fun. You see when they really feel alive. And at this event, it's all over for you. You see tons of it. It's such a fun event even for that, I would think, let alone the funness of getting your dog some exercise. And maybe even if you like a little competition, that part's fun too. But it's not really about that as far as I can tell. Is that correct?
That's correct. As parents, sometimes we do so much trying to give those moments to our kids, and no matter what it is, I mean, we can fly them to Disney World and pay $200 a day to mm-hmm. walk in the door, and they're still, whining and complaining because
you're right.
Because they don't know how to live in the moment either. But to give your dog an experience and know you've really done something. And to that end, if you've never done Fast Cat, we have opportunities this weekend for you to bring a dog, and for $5, you can try it out. Somebody will help you. They'll show you what to do, mm-hmm. and you'll even get a participation ribbon at the end. Plus, you'll know, how fast can my dog really run? Because you'd probably be surprised.
You've had it in your head. You've had it in your head where like, oh, man, I think my dog's about that fast or whatever. Now you can show it. Now you have the actual stats to show you and everything. Another interesting part of this, too, I think, is that your dog doesn't need to be a purebred dog. Is that correct? Is that true?
That's correct. They can...
They would go under, what's it called, the All-American breed. That's what the mixes are called.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice feature to be able to offer there. I know that they, for a while there, the AKC was a little different, but for an AKC title like this, you don't need to be a purebred, and I think that's a fun part of this event, too. And you're going to have fun runs Fridays, afternoons, and regular racing concludes, so that's going to be a nice part of all of this.
And our lure operator just said that Saturday we will probably have fun runs too when the regular racing ends. And we may have fun runs Thursday night when we finish with setup. So it's a little bit early in the week for me to say exactly, but if people want to know, you'll get an update, they can go on the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club Facebook page. And I will be posting, you know, like Thursday morning, I might say something like, yes, we're going to have fun runs, and we'll be starting at 6 p.m. If you want to come out and try your dog, somebody will be there.
It's a great page to follow. I encourage you to put that into your search bar. That's all I had to do. Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club popped up right away. You can also check out apps.akc.org, the American Kennel Club Society's website. It has a lot of great information there as well for you.
It does.
Also wanted to mention dock diving. I want to get into that and everything. That's where you're going to take over. And Jaden, before I dive into that, I couldn't help but notice you're young. what got you to want to be at this age involved so much with the kennel club?
Mostly my mom.
Yeah.
At this point, we actually have 13 dogs.
No. Wow, nice. Oh, I like your family. That's my kind of family. Yeah.
And most of them are big dogs.
Go ahead. Sorry.
We just started getting into dog sports gradually. I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago, we started doing dock diving. And then throughout the years, we started getting into fast cat, barn hunt, and then cat.
And this has become a real love for you. You've really enjoyed that. I can see it in your eyes. You really get into this.
And my mom also owns... she owns Country Paws Athletic Center in Stevens Point and also Country Paws Bed and Biscuit. So she owns dog businesses.
Great places. I've been to both of those and great places. That's awesome to hear. That's very cool. Shout out to her and to the business. We always like supporting local businesses. Nicely done by you, by the way. Get that out there. That was well done. That's going to get you some points. Let's tell the audience about dock diving and what that
is. So this event is going to be different than a normal event. This is called the Hydro and AR Special, where it just has the two specialties. It won't have distance. Distance is where the judge judges how far the dog jumps between the butt and the tail, so the base of the tail. Hydro Dash and AR is a little bit different, which is only what this event has. And AR stands for air retrieve. A lot of people call it AR once you get into dock diving.
Yeah, you get used to the you know, terms.
Yeah. There's a toy suspended 4 feet above the water. We actually have two dogs that do this. And they have to catch it. And they see how far the dog can do with catching it. And you get so many misses, and once you reach those amount of misses, then you are done with that turn. And you actually can get ribbons for this.
Cool.
I don't exactly know the numbers for those two things because my mom runs the dogs in that one.
That's all right.
And then Hydro Dash is a speed game where the dog has to jump into the water. And at 37 feet, the toy is suspended a couple inches above the water. The dog has to swim out, at least get the toy off the clips, and swim back. And once their nose touches the water, I mean, once the nose touches the 10-foot mark, then the time stops. Fastest our dog has ever been, which is Connor. He's the faster one of the two. He has done 14 seconds. He's never gone below 14 seconds.
Wow.
He's been in between 14 and 15 seconds.
Impressive. That's an impressive time.
Yeah.
How often do you practice with the dogs doing this?
Often. Can't really give an accurate
But enough. Yeah, multiple times a week, it sounds like.
Fast Cat doesn't really need any practicing. Other than it helps to keep the dog in shape a little bit, but
definitely.
Yeah, I think we tend to do this a bit with animals sometimes, whereas, oh, we're talking about athletics or something. Well, it involves training. It involves rehearsals and these things. Animals don't always need that kind of thing. Animals are kind of ready to go most of the time, unless it's something that they need to be orchestrated through or something like that. You're telling a dog to grab something on it, they're going to be okay with doing that at any point in time, pretty much. How important is it, too, with an event like this to, I think, even if you're just coming there and you just want to have some fun and maybe even just take in the event of as an observer and maybe say next year you want to participate a little bit more, it feels like that's a nice way to kind of like ease yourself into the event. Would you guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we welcome spectators.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you'll come one day as a spectator, and then the next day we'll give you a volunteer job. You never know. But you're welcome to come and see. And Jaden, do you want to give the address of the facility?
So it will be at 6760 Borough Road. The barn, I'm not the wrong dog's barn. Fast Cat and Dock Diving will be at two separate areas. You will sort of see it right away, the pool, once you go down. Borough,
off of J.
Yeah, off
out where it meets 10, yeah. Highway 10.
Are there things, like, especially for those that haven't taken in this event before, are there things they should know before bringing their dog down? Want to bring a towel? Are certain types of dogs maybe better at this or maybe not as suited for this than others? Some of this kind of gray area.
I have seen a bunch of different dogs do this. Mm-hmm. I have seen Great Danes jump.
Wow, really?
I have seen a Boston Terrier jump. I have seen a bunch of different types of dogs jump. A towel, you can bring that if you really want to. I know most dogs just will get dry on their own.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not cold.
It's the best way to dry off, really. It is, whether dog or animal. Dog or human. It's the best way to dry off. That's nice. And anything else there with the things that you think would be helpful?
Fast Cat, about any dog can run. We will have, like, some kiddie pools, possibly a hose with a sprayer, like if it's really hot. And people who have... can't think of the word, brachiocephalic dogs, like bulldogs with the smushed in faces, they're more prone to like heat stroke and things like that. So if it's a really hot day, a cooling jacket or bringing water to spray the dog down is recommended. But most dogs are, they don't care whether it's hot, cold, or in between. They want to get that rabbit.
Come one, come all.
And on Friday and Saturday and Sunday in between, and before the event, we will be having dock diving lessons, either $20 for 20 minutes or $15 for 15 minutes.
Did you have something on there? I didn't want to cut you off there. Well, I was just going to say that with something like that, that is such a return on your investment kind of situation. You know, you brought up kids earlier, Melanie, and we don't always get that with our kids. We take them to the water park and maybe they enjoy it, maybe they don't. It's a roll of the dice. Animals are always going to love whatever you put in front of them and do with them. They are so, like, not only empathetic, but so just, like, you know, giving of their emotions and their care, especially dogs. Like, they let you know right away, I love this, this is awesome, and they're looking at you and they're crazy and all that. It's wonderful. It's one of the things we like about dogs. Taking them to an event like this, we have a lot of great parks in this area. We have a lot of great places to walk your dog. You get tired of the same shows after a while. It's no different for an animal. Those same smells that they get up and down the path, they like that, and they're going to keep appreciating it. But being able to take them to an event like this, with all these different smells and different animals and people, and an event like this that's going to get exercise out of them, I can't think of many better returns on your investment than taking these classes or just coming to the event. Let's see. The other thing I wanted to ask was how the Kennel Club was able to do this, Melanie, how they got the license to do this.
First of all, it was really a heaven-sent thing because the AKC has a rule that you cannot hold an event on a weekend where there is another AKC event within 100 miles. So almost every weekend, there's something in Oshkosh, Appleton, somewhere around there that eliminated us even being able to apply for an application. But this weekend opened up. Somebody told me about it. I put the application in right away. kind of even before, of course, I wasn't sure it would be accepted. This is a brand new thing to most of the, I don't want to use the word old guard, but the people who have been running the kennel club. I mean, it's a new kind of event, and they're used to doing agility and whatever, but we're a little hesitant to try this. And since then, and since they've gotten a little more knowledgeable and a few of them have actually attended FastCat events, you know, everybody's kind of behind me and as the trial chair and excited about it. We've got volunteers. One of the things with FastCat is people look at what awards they will get for achieving different titles. And the kind of awards you offer is real important. Like, I'm talking about rosettes for achieving titles, and which are very expensive to buy online. So I've always been a craftsy person, and I said, well, you know, we're not going to pay $30 for an award. We're going to make our own awards. And we do have people, one gal's coming from Pennsylvania, a 25-hour drive, because her dog is due to get a title, and she wants one of our awards. And they're posted on Facebook pages. And so I've had lots of ladies working, making little parts, you know, loops and triangles and things that get glued on to make these lovely rosettes. And there's people that obviously are going to help with all the jobs. We need an in-gate, an out-gate person. We need timer people. We need the people who examine the dogs at the beginning to make sure the dog is not limping or has other issues that it would be running in pain. Timekeepers, golf cart drivers, you know, transport people back and forth from the start to the finish, and from our field where the FastCat will be over to the dock diving, because a lot of people are doing both events at once. Involves a lot of people, talking like 15, 20 volunteers on the ground at all times.
First, Melanie, thanks for letting us know that. We love to see behind the curtain. We love hearing those kind of things. And thank you for taking this chance, for pushing through with this and everything. That story could have ended differently, where you get kind of discouraged and maybe, you know, well, maybe we'll try it next year or something like that. No time like the present. And I think, you know, even though I know the event hasn't taken place yet already, this has already been successful, I think. I think you've already been proven right on this, because we've got such a good feel from this. Having you guys coming in this week, I've talked to some people over the weekend about it a little bit, just getting a feel from community. Hey, have you heard of this? A lot of people have. A lot of people excited about this. So I think we already know that this was a good idea. I think this is one of those things that we can look a couple of years down the line and like, yeah, we're celebrating our fifth annual of this or something. I have no doubt about that. I'll put my name on that. I think you got something smart here.
And once we have this weekend, the first weekend in August now belongs to Stevens Point for FastCat in this area. Unless, you know, we decide we're not going to do it next year, and then another club could jump in, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either,
We actually paid a secretary who does secretarial work for this particular event for this year, because it's a big job. And she told me last night that she's never had more pre-entries at anything she's ever secretaried till our tournament. So I know we're being successful at our promotional stuff.
If people do want to register, if they do want to sign up, or how can they do that?
Well, now it would be day of. They would need to show up, and there's a extra fee because they didn't pre-register, but their dog can still get in and run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, we'll have the fun runs that are not for titles or points, but you get a participation ribbon, and you get to practice for $5. Yes.
And where can they do that at? Where can they do they have to do it at the event, or can they go online? Or
they have to do it at the event. But one thing that you definitely need, so fun runs, you don't need this, but if you do want to do actual competition, you do need an AKC number, but you can look that up on AKC.
Okay, excellent. And volunteers, if we're looking for volunteers and people want to help out with that way, maybe they don't have a dog, but they still want to be a part of it because they love animals and that, how can they learn more about volunteering or how they can help?
They can contact me at, you could text me at 715-570-1157.
And one more time, when is the event, the time, the date, the location?
Friday, Saturday and Sunday. 4, 5, and 6, 4th, 5th, and 6th, and it's out on County J at
6760 Bar Oak Road.
Right on. Nicely done, you two. Nicely done. Melanie, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Looking
forward
for having us.
Oh, looking forward to talking again more and more. You guys are going to come back. You did too good of a job. You have to come back now. Especially Jaden. You are an impressive young lady. You did a really good job. I've seen some people do radio first time and not even come close to what you've done today. Nice work. Thank you both again for the time. I appreciate you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.